So tell us, what is Hydro One, and then why were they interested originally in purchasing Avista? How did it come about?
Hydro One is the serving distribution and transmission utility that serves all of Ontario, Canada. Hydro One was a Crown corporation up until 2015, meaning they were government-owned. Hydro One really was thinking about diversifying their revenue streams and how could they continue to grow. And they were interested in finding the right partner. And the right partner was a company that shared their values, shared some of their ideas. One thing I've said in other venues is Avista, people see us as a large company. But in the United States, there's 42 investor-owned utilities left in the United States. In 2000, there were 72 investor-owned utilities. So in 15 years, 30 utilities have consolidated with other utilities.
Is it unusual for somebody to partner with a company that's in another country?
No. A matter of fact, there's been a couple of models. A company called Fortis has partnered with some U.S. utilities. So they've done it. A company called Algonquin has partnered with a Midwest utility. So no, there's only about 8 investor-owned Canadian utilities. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of opportunity for growth, so they're looking in the United States. And as we looked at partners, what we were really interested in, Steve, there were some tenets that we simply weren't going to negotiate. I guess some things that were very important to us.
Yeah.
Corporate headquarters had to stay in Spokane. The leadership of the organization had to come from our current group of leaders. We weren't going to lose any jobs. None of the jobs were going to go away to someplace else. We were going to maintain our current level of donations. And a matter of fact, we wanted to increase our community giving. Finally, it was Hydro One's idea to say, you know what, if we do this, we're willing to set up a separate board of directors that's independent from Hydro One so that you, Avista, can maintain local control, if you will, from a board of directors that's picked from people in the Northwest, which is highly unusual.
Now, you did the shareholders vote. So now what's the next step? It has to go utilities and trade, or who exactly has to approve it next?
Well, there's 5 states. Regulatory commissions have to approve it: Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Alaska, and Montana. So they have to approve it, as well as the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has to approve it. We have to get a Hart-Scott-Rodino approval, which is an antitrust approval.
What's the time frame for it getting completed then?
We think that probably by middle to end of summer of 2018 is when we would expect to have the approvals from the 5 states.
So I know there's some safeguards. There's these safeguards for ratepayers called the net benefit standard. Can you tell me, just give me a snapshot of what that is first?
Sure. So in Washington and Oregon, in state law, it says in order for an investor-owned utility to be acquired or integrated with another utility, there has to be a net benefit to customers, not just something that is neutral, but there actually has to be a benefit. So what does that mean? So that means, are there rate credits or some other thing that helps customers get a benefit out of this? So what mm-hmm. we've done is we've worked with Hydro One to come up with, in our filings with the state, roughly about $30 million of rate credits that would be spread out over 10 years to our customers as a benefit to them as part of this partnership.
And how does that work? Would it come in the form of a rebate or something? Or
it would really come as rate credits. So if your bill's $100 and we would have in that, we would reduce rates by that amount over that 10-year period of time on your bill.
And so how does the sale affect then your current Avista employees? Will there be any changes for them?
No, that was part of the negotiation. So what was important for us is to say, anytime you do an acquisition or a partnership, often you hear a word called synergies. And that's a code word for usually people losing their job. Mm-hmm. And this partnership wasn't built around synergies because they're in Toronto and they run their own utility. We're in Spokane running our own utility. So part of the agreement was is that our jobs here would not be shipped to Canada. So there will be no change in employment here. If we do make any changes to the future, it would be because we're running the business and there are business choices that we have to make. I always remind people that businesses don't stay static. You know, I don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now or 15 years from now. We're going to continue to evolve and change. So you can't promise that everything is going to stay the same forever. That would be foolish to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say is those kind of decisions would still be made by the local leadership team deciding what's best for Avista and for our customers and our stakeholders to the future.
How many employees do you have?
We have 1,700 employees over four states.
Now, what about the shareholders? How is that going to work out if this gets taken over by the other company?
Sure. So from a shareholder perspective, one of the things that was attractive for our shareholders is it was a good premium on top of where we were already. From a price to earnings perspective, a price of our stock compared to what our earnings would be, it was a premium north of 25%. What our shareholders will get out of this is on day of close, they'll get $53 a share cash. That's a good thing because often in these kind of acquisitions, often they're stock for stock deals. So there is some risk. If you agree to merge, as we did in July, stock prices go up and down. So there's none of that risk of the Hydro One stock either going up and down. They're giving us $53 cash. So at the time of close, each shareholder will receive that value from us. And then they'll take that money and they can invest it however they choose. But it's an attractive premium on what they currently have.